The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going on to Amud Beis, and is Ma'ir a concern that what happens if we have the din of Maskin and Le'Koyin Achim B'Mor B'Mkoymoy? How was the second Koyin, how was it Chalon and Hashem Koyin Gogol? Prepare the second Koyin. He was well aware of what he had to do in order to carry out his Chivim on Yom Kippur, but where's the Chinuch? Every single thing in the Beis HaMikdash has its chinuch. And the chinuch of each, let's say, each kli in the Beis HaMikdash is that it's used for its essential purpose. That's mechanicha that gives it. They made a new menorah when they lit the menorah. Bein Abayim, that was mechanicha that gave it a kli, a shein kedushas kli. What made the Kohen Gadol into Kohen Gadol? Only if he performed, only if he did the avodah. That was his chinuch. Says in the Gemara that also, not only the doing of the avodah was mechanechim, was mekadoshim, but also the levishas ches begodim. The Gemara brings a concern that what happens if the kohen gadol, the original kohen gadol of Yom Kippur became tamei, and it was after everything that was done with the big day azov was already performed, and now the kohen sheni has to become a kohen gadol, the levishas dal begodim. The levishas dal begodim is not mekadoshim, because dal begodim is worn by a kohen hedid also. It could be mekadoshim, kedushas kohen that he has already. But what turns him into a Kohen Gadol? Only if he wears the Shmoyne begotten. So the Gemara says, Bishleim, if the Avnei to the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedit or Shoni Zebes are different, so then we could say that no, even though he's wearing only the four begotten, but he's wearing the beged of a Kohen Gadol, that's Mechanechim. But the Gemara says, if not, then we have a problem, and that's Abaye says one Eitzah. Abaye says that what he could do is he could put on the Shmoyne begotten, he could be makriv one Eger from the Korban Tomet on the Mizbech, the Akhtaris and Murim of the Korban Tomet of Yom Kippur. It could still be performed the Big Day Zov, so he could put on the Big Day Zov. He could do one thing to make him Niskadish, B'Kedushas, Kuhuna G'dolah. Rafabah says, no, Rafabah says, Avoid Yisim HaKippurim HaKadashtoy. Since Avoid Yisim HaKippurim is possible, the Kohen Hedid, the doing of the Avoid itself, even though he's only wearing Arba begotten, he's not right now Marba begotten, so the doing of Avodah Yom that itself renders him Dushosoy Avodosoy Bon Ke'echot, so to speak. He can become a Kohen Gadol. Agapon, Vashteito, what's Mavur in the Gemara is that even though a Kohen Hedid becomes Niskadish B'Kedushas Kuna when he does the Avodah, Kohen Gadol is Niskadish Ayodah, the fact that he's wearing the Begodim. It brings to mind what the Rambam says, Kalei Amigdash Perches Alokhi Yudbeis, that it's also for the Kohen, the Rambam points out that it's also for the Kohen Hedid to wear the Big Day Kuna Shalai B'Shas Avodah. Why is that? Shalai B'Shas Avodah first of all is concerned with Mi'ilah. The Mishnah is talking about night sleeping with the Big Day Kuna under the head. Not possible how he's allowed to do that. But there's a problem of crying. B'Shas Avodah is a mitzvah said with his begotten. Yoveh Asevi Yitzchalai Sasei Kach Mitzvot Soi. But Shalai B'Shas Avodah, what's the heter? There's an Issa crying. As I state in Rambam. But the Rambam only says on Kohen Hedid. What about Kohen Gadol? The Rambam says, also the Kohen Hedid, l'loiv she'ele b'shas avodah. It seems that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear the Shmoyne begodim, even she'ele b'shas avodah. What's pshat? Kohen Hedid, the wearing of the avodah is what renders him that now he can do the avodah. But what's kuhuna? Kuhuna means doing the avodah. The putting on the begodim themselves is not avodah. It's only a hechsher that you should be able to be oivit. By a Kohen Gadol, the wearing of the Shmoyne begodim itself have the mashmos of avodah. See in the Gemara, just al derech drush, how each beged was mechaper for something else. The mill on this, it sits on that. The ephod and something else. The choshen and the fourth thing. The wearing of the shmoyne begadim, the presence of the kohen with the shmoyne begadim in and of itself was the biggest mechaper. It's an avodah. If it's an avodah, then it's not shalai b'shas avodah. Every time he wears it, it's b'shas avodah. That lachora fits very nicely with this idea that even though a kohen hedid needs and avoided to be mechanechim, a kohen gadol is niskadish al yedei the levishas begodim. He doesn't need to do avoidah while he's wearing the begodim. The Rambam in Hilchas Klein, Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Beis, says that kohanim shalov shu b'shaloi b'shas avoidah loikin. Why? Because there's Klein Davnet, like we said. Even if he's in the Beis HaMikdash, the Ravid asks that even the Chosh and the Eifoid have Klein. Why is the Rambam only pointing out the Avnet? So the Radbaz over there in Hilchas Klein, and the Radbaz on the side in the Rambam, says that since the Pasuk says in Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, so Memele says that the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to stay in the Beis HaMikdash, so So it means he's not disposed. He should wear his begodim. That's matter even shalai b'shaz avodah. Even though he's shalai b'shaz avodah, since he didn't leave the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, that's why there's a din to wear the begodim, and there's faket. There's an asay that's doicha the lois asay. But the Beis HaLevi, in the Sefer Beis HaLevi, is mitzayim that the big day kahuna on the coin, it's not just that there's a hat to wear the big day kahuna. There should be, I mean, there's like say. There's a key, like we said, there's a kium of avoida ayidei, the levishas hakoin, wearing the begotten, that itself is a form of avoida. You see, the Reb Chaim pointed out, benoisef, on the words of his father, the Beis HaLevi, that Urim V'Tumim is even shalabishas avoida. When the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Urim V'Tumim, we can be nisha, we can use the Ruach HaKodesh, that's in the Urim V'Tumim. Obviously, the function of the Urim V'Tumim, even though it's part of a beggar that has klein, is even shalabishas avoida. So what do we see? We see that the Kohen Gadol who's wearing his begadim, that's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Bigdei Kohuna Gadola, despite the fact that it's shalabishas avoida. What's difficult to understand is that the Rambam paskins in the beginning of Hilchis. Yoim Makipurim, Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, that chinuch of the Kohen Sheni, like we said, in the eventuality that the Kohen Gadol would become Tomei or otherwise unfit for Avodah. So we're mechanach the Kohen Sheni. How we mechanach him? Has he turned to a Kohen Gadol? Al Yidei Avodasai. This is the Gemara, this is Rav Papa. The Rambam himself paskins that big day Kohen Gadol, like we said, is mutter to wear even Shalai B'Shas Avodah, because the wearing them isn't in and of itself an Avodah. Why does he need to be Nischanach HaYidei D'Avodah when putting on the begodim of the Kohen Gadol? Now, you could say that maybe when he put on the Dal begodim, there's nothing there, the Kohen Gadol, but the Rambam paskins that the Avnei, like we pointed out at the beginning of the Gemara, the Avnei of the Kohen Gadol is different than the Avnei of a Kohen Hed, in which case, when he puts on the Dal begodim, he's also wearing something that's miyuchit for a Kohen Gadol. In that case, he's wearing the begodim of a Kohen Gadol. Why is that itself not the chinuch? Why does the Rambam have to bring Rav Papa that the avoid is mechanah, and why shouldn't it be enough that the wearing of the dal begodim, which includes the unique avnir of a kohen gadol, that itself should be mechanah him la avoida? So you have to say that the Rambam didn't hold of that. It's not clear why the Rambam didn't hold of that shtickle that the dal begodim, which more or less the kohen edi wears also, is also mechanah. By the way, as an aside, there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara learns out in later on in Yom Chov Dalar Amin Aleph that the big day Kohen, the Dalar Begodim of the Kohen Gadol, were put Begniza every year. They didn't save them for the next year. They put them away Begniza from Mishon and Lashonah. Chod Mashmoos Ubidin, that's not Begodim. It's the Begodim are Shaykh to the Avoida. The Begodim are Shaykh to this year's Avoida. This year's Avoida is not next year's Avoida. The Begodim that the Kohen Gadol wears are Be'etzem Shaykh to the Avoida that he performs. If it's miyuchet for this year's avodah, it can't be used for next year's avodah. So it would seem. The Gemara by us, Rav Papa, that says that the same way every kli shoros, like we pointed out in the Beis HaMikdash, is nischanach by avodah. So what gives the kli shoros? The mizbeach, the menorah, everything that was used in the Beis HaMikdash had to be nischanach. Kedusha is not because we decided to be kodesh, it has to be nischanach. What made the kedusha? Using it makes the kedusha. So too, using the koyin renders the koyin kedusha. Renders the Kohen Kodesh b'kedushas Kohen Gadol. It would seem that the Kohen Gadol, it's not just that when he's oivin, he has a kedusha of a Kohen Gadol. But it would seem also like the Kohen Gadol himself physically is a metzius of kedusha. Interesting, the Gemara later on says that even though the Keteris was always performed with a Kli, the Keteris in Yom Kippur was done with the Kohen Gadol carrying the Keteris in his hand. It was niskavish in his hand, the process called Chafino, when the Dvarim Koshim Sheva Mikdash, and the Chafino, how is it Mekadosh the Keteris? Every Korban has to be Niskadosh, either Ayudei Shechita, or Ayudei putting in a Kli Shoros. Where is the Kli Shoros of the Keteris? The Gemara asks Niskadosh, the Gemara says his hands are the Kli Shoros. It would seem that a Kohen Gadol, beyond Kedushas HaGavra, of that he's Miyuchid for the Avodah, serving in the Beis HaMikdash, this Kedusha, Chetzah, the Kohen Gadol himself, physically, is on a higher level of Kedusha, and there's certain things like being with Tamil Lameis, that he can't do. Interesting, the Nitziv in HaMikdovor, his Pirush HaLatayr in Vayikra, Perek Tazayim, Pasuk Dalid, says that the same way as Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than its Tefillin, because it has more parashas, Tefillin only has four parashas, Sefer Torah has thousands of parashas, he says that the Ksoines has more kedusha than the other begodim of a kohen because it covers more of his body. Kilo, the covering for the Dabar Kaddish, the covering for the Sefer Torah, is the mantle, is the covering of the Sefer Torah. The covering of the Guf HaKayim, which is the Skadish Vedush HaKuna, Kuna Gedoyla, is the Begadim. The Begadim themselves are to facilitate the Kedusha of the Guf. This gives us a little bit of an insight into the Sugya by us, the Sugya Dafi Beis and Beis. The Turei Evin struggles with this Sugya, because it says by us in the Gemara that a Kohen Gadol, that they were mamane, never goes back to the state of a Kohen Hedid. Once a Kohen Gadol, always a Kohen Gadol. If they turn this Kohen, he was this former Kohen Hedid, they were maskinu lo b'm Kohen the Kohen Gadol. Once he has Kuna Gedol, he does not go back to the dinim of a Kohen Hedid. He's not allowed to be mitamah to family members, and so on and so forth. Why? The Turei Evin says, obviously stated on the Gemara, that Kuna Gedol is a chalois, is a kedusha that lasts forever. It's not a time-bound kedusha. They appointed him, they honored him to be in Kohen Gadol for the next 12 hours. It has to be chal in and on him, kedusha's kuna, and that kedusha stays. It's not a kedusha that could go off. No kedusha of a korban or of a davar kodesh could go off. The kedusha of a Kohen Gadol, which is a kedusha I love, can also not go off. In the Mishnah in Nozir, in the 7th parak in Nozir, as I state, the kedushas, that kedusha's kuna, the shiloh over there, there's a dead body, and there are two people that are not allowed to be mitamei to any dead body except for a meis mitzvah, a nozer and a kohen gadol. A nozer and a kohen gadol are walking down the street, they're one time they find the body. Who's the one who's mechuyev to be mitamei and misasi b'kvurasa? The Gemara says that kedushas nozer is only kedusha lizman, it's a kedusha kalo. Kedusha chamura, it's more of a presence, is kedushas kohuna. It's a lomis, kedushas nozer is only zmani. So the Turei Evin points this out, that Kedusha's Kuhuna is not just that he's appointed for the job, but he himself becomes Niskadish with a certain Kedusha, like a cliché, it's like a Mizbeth, that the Kedusha can never go off. The Imre Baruch, the Hagoyz Imre Baruch, was written by one of the great Goyim 200 years ago, the Shver of the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz. About 200 years ago, he wrote Hagoyz on the Turei Evin, other Gedolei Achronim. So the Imre Baruch is Matmiya in his Hagoyz, that the Yerushalmi says Kohen Gadol minuyav bepev mistalik bepev. It says clearly that you could be memanehim bepev and you could be mistalikim bepev. Well, now what does it mean bepev? Tosfos says it means bemelech. Not clear. Who's on top of the Kohen Gadol that he appoints and fires Kehanim Gedolim? Who in Klal Yisrael has a higher status? L'chori Yatzin Melech. He's the only one with a higher status. This point is not clear. The Rambam and Perek Dal Klei Mikdash says the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin can be a man of Kohen Gadol. What's not clear exactly what the parameters are. About their state that they can be misalik of Kohen Gadol. State that it's not Kedushas Elomis. L'chor the Pshat has to be that as a position, mitzad the position of authority and the position that the position of the Gavra that being appointed to represent Klal Yisrael, to be the Kohen Gadol is concerned, there are dinim, you have to respect him, you have to give him wealth. Those dinim could be undone. The Melech could fire him. Maybe the Sanhedrin, according to the Rambam, could fire him. He was appointed, and now he's unappointed. Same way he could be hired for a job, he could be fired. The same way he could be voted in, he could be voted out. But when we talk about the Kedusha that's chal on the goof of the Kohen Gadol, how could the Melech, or Sanhedrin or whatnot, take off Kedusha that was Chalon, and he's a Mizbeach. He himself is a Kedusha, B'Kedusha, Klei Migdosh, that nobody could take off. That once it's Chal, Kedusha's Elomas, Tumas Ameis, is Shayich to the fact that he's Niskadish, Kedusha's Aguf. It's not Shayich to his position as authority. As authority, he says it's Halachas, you have to respect him, you have to give him wealth, you have to let him go first. That's all Shayich to his position as a public person. But as a person, as that his Guf has Kedushas Olamis, which is the problem with why he can't be mitamei the Tumas Ameis, and that he's higher and on a higher Madrega than another. We find the same concept as a Kohen Gadol who's referred to in Pasha Shoftim as Meshuach Mulchoma. He wasn't a Kohen Gadol proper. His job was to take Klai Yisrael out, give them Musa before they went out of Mulchoma. Elazar, we find, was the Kohen Gadol, and Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aina Kohen was the Meshuach Mulchoma bim Koimai. Kilo, it's like a scan coin. But it's a different din. State over there by Meshuach Mulchoma, that he doesn't wear Shmoyne Begodim. He has dinim of a Kohen Gadol, and that who he's allowed to marry and being Metame, etc. But he's only Meshamish B'dal Begodim. What's the Pshat? Because in Kedushas HaGuf, since he was miskadish b'kedushas kohuna, meshuach mochama is also a kohen gadol. He's miskadish b'kedushas haguf of a kohen gadol. But as far as his status is concerned in Klal Yisrael, in the tzibur, he doesn't have the status of a kohen gadol. He's not an ovid like a kohen gadol. He has a job. He's second in command. He's not the kohen gadol. Therefore, he's mishamish b'dal begadim. The dal and l'ches begadim is an expression of status, expression of cheshivus. He doesn't have that cheshivus in mishamish b'dal begadim. But on in his chal kedusha saguf, that he's not allowed to be mitamal ameis, like we're saying. Tumas ameis has to do with kedusha saguf of a kohen gadol. Mamish tu divindinim. And therefore, it says in the Yerushalmi Ha'iris that a kohen gadol shechoto ein misalkin. Why? Because it says Nezi Hashem Shem and Mishchas Alekov. That's referring to the kedusha saguf. That can't be taken off. He can be chayte, but he's still niskadish v'kedusha al yoino of a kohen gadol. He could be taken away from his position. If he's not roy anymore, lekach, he could be kicked out. The melech, the sanhedrin, whatever you have. He could be taken away the position, but it's not the person himself, it's not the goof of the person who was already chal on him kedushas kuna gedara, that can't be taken off. That's really two distinct dinim. There's the status of a kohen gadol, and then there's the kedushas haguf that's chal that precludes him from lowering himself to the status of kedusha of a regular person.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.